When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Paris.
I feel good. I feel
good. Hey guys, this is Paris. I'm here with Hunter, and today we're doing a pod post on Met Gala fashion.
Paris, I know you have to be nice to these people because a lot of them are your peers and you see them regularly. I am not being invited ever to these events, so I'm going to roast some of these stupider looks.
Okay.
But you are the queen of fashion. I feel like you actually are going to know the designers. You're going to know some of the people. And so I'm really excited to hear what you have to say, because maybe you'll shed some light on what I consider like a middle school costume contest.
All right.
At least this year was a little funky, but I'm excited to hear what you think. So who do you want to start with?
One of my favorite dresses was Blake Lively. She had this dress from Versace that was just incredible. It was so gorgeous. And then she, like, they did something where, like, the color change, I don't know what they did. They, like,
she did like a costume change midway. And
I think it was the same gown, right?
Yeah. This thing unfolded, I think. Yeah. And inside was like a blue cape of sort of train.
So stunning.
Yeah, it looked good. Blake Lively, to me, with when she's with Ryan Reynolds, they're just so good looking as a couple. It's hard for them to mess up. They're just so good looking.
They are a beautiful couple.
And they're classy too. Like, I think the way that they handle their fame, they handle their success, is very classy. So I think maybe that's one of the only positives you're going to get out of me today. We'll see.
Yeah, I saw on her Instagram last week, she was wearing these overalls and she put something on her story about kind of being like simple life vibes. And she wrote, Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton clearly skewed my understanding of farm dress code. And she's like in this cute little like overalls with the high heel boots and the Chanel purse.
Yeah. The effect you've had is pretty phenomenal. That one show has like changed what every celebrity thinks being on a farm is like. Like everybody in LA is like, that looks kind of fun. You know,
yeah.
And then they get there and it's a ton of hard work day in, day out. But yeah, you've done a lot. So let's see if you've influenced anybody else on this list. Is it also true that her character on Gossip Girl was also maybe inspired by you?
That's what I've heard.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Pretty impressive.
Iconic.
Do you like the character on Gossip Girl? Did you watch?
Oh, this Paris. I've never watched it.
What have you watched? The only thing Paris watches is The Simple Life.
And Paris in Love.
Do you ever watch back your own DJ sets?
Yes.
I love the idea of like, if this was like the day and age where people had DVDs, it would just be your DVDs on your case, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, I think, listen, I get it. I would do the same thing if I had as many cool projects. But I want to go now from maybe what people are saying is one of the best dressed. A lot of people agree with you. To what a lot of people are saying is not so great. That's Travis and Courtney. Now, I don't know how much you know about Courtney's look, but she said it was like a deconstructed version of his suit. Maybe next time put a little more construction into it, huh?
Let me see. I think it looks cool. Like,
it looks cool, but she at one point said, someone said, what did you, something about the invite. And she goes, oh, I didn't even look at the theme, or I didn't even look at the invite. Something basically to the effect of, oh, I didn't even really consider what the invite is, which is just like spitting in Anna Wintour's face a little bit. It's like she invited you to this thing. It's like if you had a white party and someone came dressed in a full red and blue peacocking outfit. It's just a little odd. I mean, granted, a lot of people do it at Met Gala, but.
Yeah, I think definitely if you're having like all white party and someone shows up in a color, it's kind of beyond, but I feel like for this, like everybody is just like, I don't know, not everyone is on theme. Like the theme was Gilded American, right? Like one person who really got it right was Megan Thee Stallion. Like that dress is sick with the gold wings. Like she looks like a golden goddess. Like I'm in love with this dress. I need to figure out who it is and wear it to something.
Yeah, Gilded Glamour was the theme this
year. Oh, Gilded Glamour.
Which I do agree with you. She nailed it. There's some other people on this list that we'll get to that I think did a really amazing job. But, speaking of, a lot of people loved Sophie Turner's look. Alongside, obviously, Joe Jonas and a baby inside of her stomach. Or a food baby. I don't know. She's pregnant, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I love
a baby.
Her.
We're good.
They're such a cute couple. One time Joe called me to go and surprise her at the Beverly Hills Hotel for her birthday. And she's just so sweet. I really, really love her. And I love this outfit. It's beautiful.
She looks, a lot of people are saying all hail the Queen of the North, which I loved because she really is giving you that like subtle queen. Like she knows she's powerful.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like, again, I think a lot of celebrities try and do that. They try to underplay it. Like we'll talk about, even Camila Cabello, a lot of people were saying that that dress was kind of maybe not right. Or Emma Stone. Emma Stone was kind of like made fun of a lot for saying that she didn't really try. Mm-hmm. And I feel like what Sophie did is also a subtle look, but it's really classy. And there's enough there to justify being at the Met Gala. Mm-hmm.
It looks like Game of Thrones vibes.
Absolutely. It's amazing. Sick. I want her to chop off my head.
And Joe, I love the white suit with like the long tails. It's very chic.
Yeah, Joe looks cool as well. Travis looks cool as well. Another person that people, we kind of touched on Megan Thee Stallion, looked so cool. Mm-hmm. And she's like 6 foot or something or 5'11". She's tall. So this is like, if you saw this golden angel coming up to you, you would either assume that you've made it into the pearly gates or that she's walking you down the other way. That's how powerful she looks. Like she could decide my fate.
She looks amazing. I'm like obsessed.
Would you wear something like that?
Yes, 100.
This is Paris.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Would you go on a scale of 1 to 10? How in theme 1 to 10 would you go? And how absurd 1 to 10 would you go?
I love theme parties. Like anytime I do a birthday or just any party I do, like I always try to do a theme because it just makes the party more fun. So I always go all out.
So you go 10 out of 10 theme. What about the absurdity? Like, would you go like Sophie Turner classy, Blake Lively kind of in the middle, or Megan Thee Stallion like all out?
I love the Megan Thee Stallion look the best.
So we're getting 2 10s out of 10s for this.
Yeah.
All right. I like
that. I just love gold. I love wings. And it's just, I love goddess vibes. It's like one of my favorite types of looks. Cara Delevingne looks so amazing too. Like I love the gold paint and those pants, like the high-waisted maroon. She's so hot. I love her.
Did you see that the gold paint is over pasties? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you like that? 10 out of 10 for the
theme.
Yeah,
if she didn't put the pasties, it would be like too, like.
Be better.
For you. But, you know, if you're like walking on the carpet, it gets getting really cold.
Yeah. So. Luckily, she had those warming pasties on, you know?
Yes.
Really covered up. Okay.
Vanessa Hudgens, too. That dress was so gorgeous.
She looked amazing.
I love the long train. It was just like gothic bride vibes.
Yeah, she looked really good. And then so did Kylie, except for the hat. The backwards baseball cap over the wedding dress is, to me, the wedding dress was really nice, you know? But
it's
the
beautiful.
Backwards baseball cap is just a little too funky for me. To me, that's like when you're in that position, it's almost like just to be like to keep it really classy because you don't need to show people how funky you can get in a way. But you still can get funky, but subtle, you know? Maybe I'm also wrong. I'm most likely wrong. I just want to acknowledge that before I get the tweets. I'm already sorry.
I love this dress, though. I think that's cute. Like the short sleeve. I've never seen like a wedding dress with like little short sleeves. It just makes it like more fun. And I don't know. I love the bottom of it, the train. Who made that? It's really cool.
We'll find out right now. But knowing you, Paris, you're going to marry Carter every 6 months or whatever just to get another like thing to celebrate with him. So you could wear this.
I have lots of extra wedding dresses. I had like 40 something designers make me gowns. So I have so many
extra
options.
What do you do with the others?
They're just waiting for the next, whatever, what do they call it? Renewal of the vows.
Vow renewal?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, one thing you could wear to your vow renewal would be what Gigi Hadid wore.
That was amazing. Like the latex pants. Like I love that color. The jacket looks really warm and fluffy.
She looks like she's ready to sleep on Everest. You know, like she's got like a full down sleeping bag on her.
It's pretty sick.
It looks cool. Okay, what about the fact that Kim, I think this is like an example of Gilded Age. She did a really good job. She's wearing Marilyn Monroe's Happy Birthday, Mr. President dress that she actually wore. And she said she lost 16 pounds to fit into that dress.
She looks amazing. Like, it's so iconic. I love Marilyn. She's like always been one of my idols and legends. But I would be so scared to wear the dress because it's like a piece of history. So I would be like so scared if I would rip it or spill something on it. I don't know. So it was probably really like nerve wracking wearing like a museum piece.
Yeah. It's also got to be scary for her considering the fact that she's on a date with her son who could spill, you know, his apple juice on her at any point or his food, like drop some broccoli on her. Her little baby boy, Petey.
Oh, I thought you meant her real son. I was like, she brought her son.
She brought her son, Pete Davidson. Yeah.
I think they're so cute together.
He actually did look really good here.
I'm so happy for her.
And the great thing is if any aliens popped up, he would be dressed to fight them since he looks like he's in Men in Black. Is there anybody else on this list that you want to touch on?
Let's see. Chloe looked amazing. That gold dress, like her body looks insane, stunning. Love her look. What else do we got here? Oh yeah, this Frederick Robertson, his look was like on another level. It was cool, but it looked so uncomfortable. It looked like an NFT.
It does look like an NFT, absolutely.
Like I would be scared. I would like stab my eye out or someone else's eye or like hugging someone, you'd like kill them. Like it's like Freddy Krueger fingers at the bottom, like he probably was like, it was probably so hard to like talk to people or sit down or.
No, he's not sitting down ever.
But it had to be just like the red carpet look. I doubt he like wore that inside, but who knows?
Who knows if he was even allowed inside? I've never heard of this man. Creative director for a Swedish hair care company. So this, now that I know that, this outfit makes sense. This is the outfit of a Swedish hair care founder. If you guys don't know what the looks we're talking about look like, just Google them as you go. We're talking about all the main ones right now. But whereas I want to ask you a couple questions about getting ready for these events before we wrap up this pod post. How long does it take to get ready for a major red carpet like this for you?
Probably like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Wow. What's the longest it's ever taken you to get ready for an event?
Like a couple hours or like 3 hours. If I have to like try on the looks after right. the glam and I don't know what my look's going to be, that could take a while just like picking it out.
Yeah, but it's also not fair because you have flawless skin and so your makeup, it takes a lot shorter than everybody else's. So
thanks.
If you're listening to this and you think you can get it done in a couple hours, good luck. You're not Paris Hilton. Do you think that the designers of this event, because obviously we talk about the talent themselves, but do you think the designers feel the pressure? Like, do you think they're Googling like the next day? Did people like my thing? Did they not?
Yeah, I'm sure, because this is like where they showcase all their looks and they know that everyone's going to be judging or talking about things. So I think, you know, when you're a designer, that's like your art and like what you're putting out into the world. So of course you're going to care what people say the next day.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to an event, had a dress ready for you or a look, and then you tried it on day of and it just did not work? It didn't fit. It didn't come out good, whatever.
Yeah. There's been certain times where like a dress was like made out of like all crystals and like, I didn't realize how sheer it would be. And like, they didn't put the under part. So then I would just be like, I can't wear this because I don't have anything to wear under and it's see-through.
Wow. I think if you guys want to see more of what we're talking about and line it up to our comments, make sure to go to our Instagram. And of course, just go ahead, Google. They're all over the internet right now. You can't ignore these looks. And I'm excited to see what your guys' favorites and least favorites are. Go comment on our Instagram.
Yes.
In Paris, I will see you in a few days for another glorious pod post.
Loves it.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.